Justin Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, October 27th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. I'm just going to wrap up this story talking about these toxic gamer culture spilling over into real life. Some of the people abuse back as a way to kind of call attention to the opponent. These are tactics that are used by a lot of gamers, according to Buzz. One of the participants once referred to these tactics as being band-aids on a problem rather than solutions. Solutions require a lot more of a community or company effort. She said reporting mechanisms in games and the trust by the gamers that something is being done about these reports was a good start. Bystander intervention was another way with calling out these toxic behaviors by these people in these channels. Boss cited Stuart Hall's notes on deconstructing the popular. People need to pay attention to pop culture because pop culture is definitely paying attention to the youth. Normally, people are making the argument that the gamer culture is an American culture and not making the argument in a positive way. As gamers are getting older, many gamers are seeing their children getting involved in games and want to foster a digital space that would be positive for the next generation. I do think that the intervening in spaces of pop culture and games and these online platforms can help shape us as an overall culture that can be more positive, more supportive, in a way that will treat each other with respect. Well, first of all, I can't believe that people would talk that way to each other. But I guess if you're hiding behind a headset on a computer, maybe you feel like this is a tactic that you can use to distract your opponent in order to gain advantage. But I'm sorry, this type of behavior is not acceptable. And it's going to come to a point where either these games have some type of technology built into them to recognize profanity, racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, this type of statements, behavior, which basically gets you banned from being able to play that game even after you bought it. Or at least puts you in some type of gaming jail somewhere where you're not able to play the game for 30 days. Something's got to happen. And I call on the gaming industry to take care of it. It's their games. Fix it. John and Julie down in Bay City were one of those households that don't do video games ever. After listening to your report, we're glad to know that we're now a statistic. Yep, so are Vicky and I. John Palmer, not here. We don't allow that crap in my house. Yep. I agree. And honestly, what a complete waste of time in this playing this, I guess, fake reality world. I'm sorry, I don't have time for it. Not going to even try it. Don't even want to look at it. Not interested in any way, shape, or form. I deal in the real world. That's it. The only thing I can say, a few years ago, man, this has been, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. I was down visiting our son and daughter-in-law, grandbabies, and they had this virtual reality boxing game and other games that you could try out. You put this mask thing on over your face, and you're literally inside a boxing ring. And I was boxing this kind of a half-human, half-robot. And immediately, he came out, started swinging at me, and I had to duck to avoid the punches. It was physical. By the time I was done with the first round, I was sweating, huffing and puffing. I got a real workout. Well, then my boxing training that I got when we were in high school, Mr. Day taught us, and it was actually in a Rocky film that I later saw. This robot human droid thing came at me, and I got up underneath him. He was kind of a tall dude. He was much taller than me, and I kind of ducked down and got inside, and I just started shinging my shoulders back and forth. I locked my fists in a fist position at my elbows, and I just started rocking my shoulders back and forth, pounding the crap out of his stomach. Left, right, side to side. His head was coming down. I kept getting his head to drop down. And finally, when I got his head to drop low enough from attacking the gut, I came up with an uppercut right underneath his throat, right under his chin. Throat punch, which slides up into the end of the chin as the head goes back. And I literally knocked him up in the air, and he landed flat on his back. I knocked him out. That throat chin punch, Dr. Day taught us. Or Mr. Day, he wasn't a doctor, wasn't a PhD. And I won the game, and I was like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of breath. My arms were sore. My shoulders were sore. But that's the only video game like that I've ever played, and that was years ago. I've never done any of these shoot 'em up type of games. Call of Duty and all these other ones, nope, not me, not interested. Not going to do it. But I can see where that technology could absolutely take over these young people. And it's kind of amazing because they say a lot of these mass shootings or these assassination attempts, young people with definitely exposure to these type of shoot 'em up type of video games. Bottom line, not good. So something needs to be done, but I thought you guys would appreciate that story. One other story I got to, a real short one that we're going to slip in. Bills in Lansing talking about part-time legislature. Well, Senator Sean McCann, a Democrat from Kalamazoo, operating rooms need to remove smoke plumes coming from surgical tools that generate heat, like lasers and electrosurgical pencils, is now being proposed in the Senate of Lansing. There's a smell that comes from the plume from the surgeons using electrocautery devices. going to cauterize. And evidently, there are some smoke smells that come from the devices. I call this the ultimate, if you know, you know. Because to be blunt, it is the smell of burning tissue and flesh as surgeons cauterize blood vessels, said Ellie Kircher, a registered operating room nurse at the University of Michigan's University Hospital in Ann Arbor. Well, she came and spoke on McCann's Senate Bill 443 last Wednesday. When the bill received testimony in front of the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee, the legislation updates the Michigan Public Health Code to require health facilities agencies using heat-producing equipment that likely generate such plumes to have policies forcing them to have surgical smoke plume evacuation systems installed. According to the Association of the Perioperative Registered Nurses, the plumes contain gases and vapors like benzene, used to make plastics and resins, hydrogen cyanide, used in various industrial applications, biaerosols, becoming airborne particles linked to fungi and bacteria, as well as dead and live cellular material and blood fragments. This organization published that about 90% of all surgical procedures generate surgical smoke, which has an average daily impact on surgical teams. They claim that it is the equivalent of inhaling the smoke of 27 to 30 unfiltered cigarettes. Michelle Schaefer, nurse educator at Corwell Health in Farmington Hills, said the cigarette comparison would mean that her history in the operating rooms caring for patients has exposed her to 77,220 cigarettes. Even though I've never smoked a cigarette in a day of my life. When I first started in the operating room, I experienced headaches nearly every day after work. So now we need a law. The hospitals, the doctors, the surgeons couldn't figure this out on their own? Unbelievable. Part-time legislature, folks. We need to get back to it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Now, if you're listening to the replay of today's show, this Monday show, tomorrow morning at roughly 8:50 in the morning, I apologize. This event tonight, this afternoon, evening at the Iron Pig Smokehouse downtown Gaylord is happening at 4 to 7 p.m. tonight, Monday. So I apologize. This event will be over, but that is just the way it is. The replay of the show, I apologize, it happened today, Monday. For those of you in the listening area where you've wanted to get a petition sheet but haven't been able to get one yet, we are holding this event at the Iron Pig Smokehouse downtown Gaylord location from 4 o'clock to 7 p.m. Folks that might be retired or get off work early, you can stop by at 4 o'clock, come get a couple of sheets. For those of you who work until 5, 5:30, we're going to stay until 7. Carla Wagner is going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to be answering questions. We will be interacting with you guys. I have, I believe, 100 or 120 sheets available to pass out to people. I have clipboards. If you come, I'll give you a legal-sized clipboard. You can keep it. Use it for future petition drives. Use it for whatever you need it for. We need you to come to the Iron Pig downtown location today, Monday, October 27th, from 4 to 7 p.m. This will be your last opportunity to come and actually get a sheet directly from us without it being mailed. All you have to do is get 10 signatures per page. If you can only commit to one sheet, just take one sheet. If you can get 20, 30 signatures for us, take two or three. We'll teach you how to fill it out, how to make sure you date it the day the person signs it. And when you get the 10 signatures on there, you can sign on the bottom as being the circulator of the petition. And then you can mail it back to Carla Wagner. This petition drive has been extended into the month of November because we are sending back April's signatures to the circulators and asking them to contact their people and to get them to re-sign it and then mail it in to Carla Wagner. The commercial is helping to get the word out. We produced a radio commercial, which I turned into a YouTube video that can be used on TV as well. And we're reaching out to radio stations, TV stations, to see if they will run it for us. as a public service announcement? If not, how much to charge us to put it on the air? So we're working, doing everything we can to do the final push, which is going to go through the end of November. We're looking at a final drop dead turn-in date of probably right around November 24th. That's a Monday before Thanksgiving. And it will officially end on November 30th, that Sunday. So again, if you got sheets, you haven't filled them out yet, you haven't collected enough signatures, please, please, please do so and bring them to the Iron Pig tonight to give to Carla Wagner. Save yourself an envelope and some postage. Come, bring your sheets. Even if your sheets are only one or two signatures, bring them anyway. We'll get them back out to somebody else who will finish them off for you and turn them in. So this is critical to this effort. Now, if you would like to see the TV commercial, if you'd like to hear the radio commercial, text me media. I'll send you a link to the Give, Send, Go donation page. Right at the top, I have the YouTube video there. All you got to do is click on it and listen to the commercial. You can play it on your phone. You can play it for whoever. This is going to be a campaign that we are going to start in November, and we absolutely, absolutely need your guys' help. So again, text me media, and I'll send you the link. You can share it. One of the things that we're looking at here is the process. You have to understand the process of what we're doing. So come tonight to the Iron Pig and we'll answer all your questions. Greatly, greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. And we appreciate the help. We need all the volunteers we can get. So again, come tonight to the Iron Pig, 4 to 7, downtown location, and text me media. And I'll send you the information. You can check it out. Greatly, greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. So far, we've raised $1,890. We have a bigger goal than that. We need your help. But together, we can make some impact and hopefully make Michigan a property tax-free state. Put it on the ballot. Overwhelmingly, it's got tremendous support. Certain polling that they've been able to do, this thing is polling at 80 to 85%. People support getting rid of property taxes in Michigan. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and